Shire of Jing in Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028. Shire of Jing in Table of Contents. Introduction. 2. Definition of Disability. 2. Background. 2. Shire of Jing in. 2. Functions, Facilities, and Services, both in-house and contracted, provided by the Shire of Jing'in. 3. People with disability in the Shire of Jing'in and broader Australian population. 4. Planning for better access. 5. Agents and contractors. 6. Access and inclusion statement. 6. Progress and achievements since implementation of the 2017-2022 DAPE. 7. Outcome 1, Access to Services and Events. 7. Outcome 2, Access to Buildings and Facilities. 7. Outcome 3, Access to Information. 8. Outcome 4, Same Level of Services as Others from Shire of Jing'in Staff. 8. Outcome 5, Making Complaints. 9. Outcome 6, Participation in Public Consultation. 9. Development of the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028. 9. Responsibility for the planning process. 9. Community consultation process. 9. Findings. 10. Previous identified access and inclusion barriers. 11. Responsibility for implementing the DAPE. 11. Communicating the plan to staff and people with disabilities. 11. Review and evaluation outputs. 12. Monitoring and reviewing. 12. Evaluation. 12. Reporting on the DAPE. 12. Strategies to improve access and inclusion. 12. Outcome 1, Access to Services and Events. 12. Outcome 2, Access to Buildings and Facilities. 14. Outcome 3, Access to Information. 16. Outcome 4, Quality of Service. 17. Outcome 5, Opportunities to Make Complaints, Compliments and Feedback. 19. Outcome 6, Opportunities to Participate in Public Consultation. 19. Outcome 7, Opportunity to Obtain and Maintain Employment. 20. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028. Shire of Jing'in Introduction. The review of the Shire of Jing'in's Disability Access and Inclusion Plan, DAPE, is a requirement of the Western Australia Disability Services Act 1993, the Act, and Disability Services Regulations 2004. The Act states that public authorities must review their DAPE every 5 years as a minimum. The review determines the effectiveness of the strategies set for achieving the 7 outcomes of access and inclusion of people with disability. In addition, the review evaluates and updates the strategies and actions to provide the context for the development of the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028. Definition of disability. Disability as defined in the Act means an intellectual, psychiatric, cognitive, neurological, sensory or physical impairment, or a combination of those impairments, is permanent or likely to become permanent, may or may not be of a chronic or episodic nature, and results in a 1. Substantially reduced capacity of the person for communication, social interaction, learning or mobility, and 2. Need for continuing support services. Additional legislation and definitions of disability /impairment underpinning the requirement by public authorities to provide access and inclusion for people with disability include Western Australian Equal Opportunity Act 1984, Commonwealth Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Act 1992, Commonwealth Disability Discrimination Act 1992, Commonwealth Disability Access to Premises Standards 2010, Background: Shire of Jingin. The Shire of Jingin is situated in Western Australia to the northeast of the Perth metropolitan area and encompasses an area of 3,325 square kilometres. It includes the flat sandy soils of the Swan Coastal Plain in the west, and the hinterland and foothills of the Darling Range to the east. The Shire embraces the lower reaches of Moore River together with a system of freshwater swamps, lakes and streams, and the watercourse of Jingin Brook. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023 to 2028. Shire of Jingin. To the Shire of Jingin, with its extensive coastline, pristine river systems and panoramic views, is a unique and exciting place to live and visit. The new Tonkin Highway extension, coupled with the freeway and rail line extensions, have brought the Shire of Jingin closer to the metropolitan area and all its services, including medical and home support. The Shire has a diverse economic base consisting of large high-intensity agriculture and horticulture industries, fishing industry, significant horticultural and agricultural pursuits, thriving commercial sectors, a growing tourist industry, and has medical centres in both Jingin and Llansillin. The Shire includes the inland town and administrative centre of Jingin, and the coastal towns of Gilderton, Seabird, Ledge Point, and Llansillin. There are also 10 rural living estates: Woodridge, Sovereign Hill, Moonda Ridge, Seaview Park, Redfield Park, Ocean Farm, Sunset Estate, Honeycomb Estate, Marchmont and Country Heights Estate, as well as the Jingin Rural Industrial Estate, an extensive agricultural region and a large area of national parks and reserves. The Shire is governed by council comprising of 9 elected members and serviced by approximately 76 staff members, not including casual and short-term contracts. Functions, facilities, and services, both in-house and contracted, provided by the Shire of Jingin. The Shire of Jingin is responsible for a range of functions, facilities and services, including services to property construction and maintenance of roads, footpaths and cycle facilities, provision of public buildings and facilities and maintenance, land drainage and development control, waste collection and disposal, litter control and street cleaning, weed and verge control, numbering of buildings and lots, street lighting, bushfire control and mitigation, services to the community, provision and maintenance of playing areas and reserves, facilitation and assistance with community events, management of libraries and information services, citizenship ceremonies, town planning, building surveyor and environmental health services, health education, disability access and inclusion plan 2023 to 2028. Shire of Jingin. 3 regulatory and compliance services: health, building, planning and ranger services. General administration: the provision of general information to the public and the lodging of complaints, payment of rates, Department of Transport licensing, customer service requests. General administration functions including council and committee agendas /minutes, financing functions, governance /compliance, communications and marketing, and integrated planning and reporting. People with disability in the Shire of Jingin and broader Australian population based on the place of usual residence population of 5,576, ABS 2021, and National Survey of Disability Ageing and Carers, 2018, estimated disability figure of 17.7%. It is estimated that there are approximately 987 people with a disability living within the Shire. The Australian Bureau of Statistics, ABS, released the 24th of October 2019 Survey of Disability, Ageing and Carers, 2018, identifies the following statistics: In 2018 there were 4.4 million Australians with disability, 17.7% of the population, down from 18.3% in 2015. The prevalence of disability increased with age, 1 in 9, 11.6%, people aged 0 to 64 years and 1 in 2, 49.6%. People aged 65 years and over had disability. Disability prevalence was similar for males, 17.6%, and females, 17.8%. 5.7% of all Australians had a profound or severe disability. Almost one quarter, 23.2%, of all people with disability reported a mental or behavioural disorder as their main condition, up from 21.5% in 2015. The 2021 ERB census identified that 16.4%, 3,676,770, or close to 1 in 7 are older Australians, those over 65 years of age. For older Indigenous Australians, the age range 50 and over is used, reflecting the life expectancy gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians and the lower proportion of Indigenous people aged 65 and over. There were around 3.5 million older Australians in 2015, representing 1 in every 7 people, 15.1%. This proportion has risen from 14.3% in 2012 and 12.6% in 2003. The most notable increase of growth of age groupings within the Shire since the 2016 census are ages 50 through 85 and over. The only decrease in numbers of residents within the senior demographic are the 60 to 64 cohort, which has seen a decline of 10.2%. Notable increases include the 70 to 74 age group at 26.6%, 75 to 79 at 25.4%, 80 to 84 at 31.4% and over 85s at 20.5%. ABS 2021 Census. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028. Shire of Jingin. For the Shire is located within the peri-urban zone northeast of the Perth metropolitan area. Due to this, and as the Shire has a 47.5% non-resident population, it could be anticipated that the majority of this cohort would predominantly visit and holiday in the Shire during the summer months, placing pressure on existing infrastructure not normally experienced during the balance of the year, with coastal populations rising exponentially. Asset development is generally justified on the permanent population base, and catering for influx and complex requirements during this time can be challenging and sometimes beyond the limited resources of the Shire. Notwithstanding, new development initiatives are determined on needs-based feasibility and sound business planning principles, including access and inclusion requirements. Planning for better access with aging of the population continuing to trend upwards and recognition that disability and aging access require a focus, the Shire of Jingin is committed to ensuring that access and inclusion principles have a prominent place within all relevant policies and practices. In addition to the legislation addressing disability access, Building Code of Australia, the following supports equality of access and participation for those with disability who reside in, work for, or visit the Shire of Jingin. Shire of Jingin Strategic Community Plan 2022-2032 Corporate Business Plan, in the given year, Disability Services Act, WA, 1993 Disability Services Regulations 2004 Disability Discrimination Act 1992 Local Government Officers, WA, Award 2021 Equal Opportunity Act, WA, 1984 Fair Work Act, CTH, 2009 and Fair Work Regulations 2009 Public Sector Standards Business Excellence, Peak Bodies, Shire's age-friendly plan to enhance access and inclusion for people with disability, and with the knowledge that attitudes and the environment are often more of a disabling factor than the person's impairment, the Shire of Jingin is committed to the 7 outcomes of the DAPE. These ensure that people with a disability, based on the Standards for Disability Access and Inclusion plans, have the same opportunities as other people to access the services of, and any events organized by, the Shire of Jingin. Have the same opportunities as other people to access transport, buildings, and other facilities of the Shire of Jingin. Can access information from the Shire of Jingin as readily as other people are able to access it. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028 Shire of Jingin 5 receive the same level and quality of service from the staff of the Shire of Jingin as other people receive. Have the same opportunities as other people to make complaints to the Shire of Jingin. Have the same opportunities as other people to participate in any other public consultation carried out by the Shire of Jingin. Have the same opportunity as other people to obtain and maintain employment within the Shire of Jingin. As part of this commitment, the Shire of Jingin will consult with people with disability, their families and carers, and where required, disability organizations to ensure that potential and current barriers to access and inclusion are addressed. Ensure that services and facilities provided by the Shire of Jingin's agents and contractors are in accordance with the 7 desired outcomes of the DAPE. This includes the provision of accessible events, facilities, services, information, complaint processes, and other public activities undertaken by the Shire of Jingin. Work in partnership with community groups, other public and private authorities, people with a disability, and families and carers to facilitate the inclusion of people with disability through improved access to the Shire of Jingin information, buildings, services, and facilities. Agents and contractors. The Shire of Jingin requires that people with disability have access to all Shire facilities, functions and services, including those provided by their agents and contractors. Under the Disability Services Act 1993 S29B, local governments are obliged to inform all agents and contractors providing services of the existence of the DAPE, and to inform them that all services provided to the public on behalf of the local government authority are to be conducted in a manner that is inclusive and accessible for people with disability. Access and Inclusion Statement. The Shire of Jingin is committed to ensuring that people with disability, their families, and carers are given the same access and inclusion principles as the balance of the community. The Shire of Jingin interprets an accessible and inclusive community as one in which all Shire functions, facilities and services, both in-house and contracted, are open, available and accessible to people with disability, providing them with the same opportunities, rights and responsibilities as other people in the community. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028 Shire of Jingin 6. The Shire of Jingin recognizes that people with disability are valued members of the community who make a variety of contributions to local social, economic, and cultural life. Believes that a community that recognizes its diversity and supports the participation and inclusion of all its members makes for a richer community life. Believes that people with disability, their families and carers should be supported to remain in the community. Is committed to consulting with people with disability, their families and carers and disability organizations in addressing barriers to access and inclusion. Will ensure its agents and contractors work towards the desired outcomes in the DAPE. Is committed to achieving the 7 desired outcomes of its DAPE. progress and achievements since implementation of the 2017-2022 DAPE. Since the implementation of the 2017-2022 DAPE, there have been several initiatives undertaken which have improved access and inclusion for people with a disability with the Shire of Jingin. Outcome 1. Access to services and events. The front counter within the Shire Administration Building was reviewed during the period and upgraded for functionality and accessibility. Accessible events have been a focus to ensure that people with disabilities are not excluded. The Shire, through its events approval process, requires that additional exclusive disabled parking access is provided. Outcome 2, access to buildings and facilities. Improvements and upgrades to existing facilities to improve their accessibility has been undertaken on scheduled priority projects, asset management plan. A major project completed during the 2017 to 2022 period was the Jingin Outdoor Activity Space, GAS. The design of this space caters for all ages and abilities, and takes into consideration mobility access in addition to prams, scooters and other wheeled conveyances. Activities and equipment have been included that are suitable for children and youths with disabilities. A unisex accessible ablution facility is available in addition to barbecue facilities and picnic areas. Footpaths in the town sites have been expanded and repaired forward/upgraded as required. Each year the Shire is allocating a minimum of $100,000 to these works. 2022 saw an increase in funding for footpaths, resulting in an increase of footpath projects. Work was carried out in the following locations: Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028 Shire of Jingin 7 Dual-Use Footpath Installed. Beacon Road, Lancelin, from intersection North Street to intersection Desert Road, approximately 200 m. Removed old footpath and installed dual-use footpath. Mullis Street, Gilderton, from intersection of Gordon Street to Mortimer Street, approximately 275 m. Dual-use footpath installed. Brockman Street, Jingin, from intersection Robinson Street to intersection Cheriton Road, approximately 210 m. Dual-use footpath installed. Cheriton Road, Jingin, from intersection Brockman Street to intersection Cairn Crescent, approximately 360 m. Compliant accessible curb ramps have been installed at the following locations: Beacon Road / Desert Road, Lancelin. Beacon Road / Hinchcliffe Road, Lancelin X2 Gordon Street / Mullis Street, Gilderton Mullis Street / Wedge Street, Gilderton Mullis Street, Gilderton Cheriton Road / Cairn Crescent, Jingin Cheriton Road / Brockman Street, Jingin Brockman Street / Robinson Street, Jingin. Outcome 3, access to information. A full review and upgrade of the Shire's website was undertaken in 2022 and accessible functionality incorporated. The Shire of Jingin is committed to providing accessible information to as many users as possible and pursued this objective when redesigning this website. The following accessibility notice is provided on the website. This website has been developed to meet W3C Web Content Accessibility Guidelines 2.0 Level A. These guidelines are available at http://www.w3.org/tr/cog/. On occasion there may be situations when users encounter accessibility issues or there are some documents or information which cannot be accessed. If this should happen to you, please contact us for access to the information you require. Information relating to services for people with disability is available in alternate format when requested. The Shire of Jingin's website provides information on looking after and caring for vulnerable people in our community. These services include aged care and disability, community assistance, community car service, and changing places facilities. Assistance can be provided by any Shire officer to any person that is having difficulty accessing this information on our website. Outcome 4, same level of services as others from Shire of Jingin. Staff awareness training has been provided for staff in disability protocols. Reminders are provided during staff meetings when applicable, and all new staff are informed during inductions. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028 Shire of Jingin 8 Staff Customer Service /Compliance Activity is underpinned by the Shire's Customer Service Charter and legislated requirements. Outcome 5, Making Complaints. Complaints can be lodged with the Shire of Jingin via email, telephone, website or in writing. Assistance can and will be provided if requested. All staff members can assist with any member of the public lodging a complaint. Outcome 6, Participation in public consultation. Ensure municipal election voting is held in accessible buildings. Public surveys are provided in various formats. Development of the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028 Responsibility for the planning process. The Shire's Regulatory and Development Services Division has responsibility to oversee the development, implementation, review, and evaluation of the plan. The final plan will be adopted by Council, and it is the responsibility of all officers to implement the relevant actions. The building surveyor will be responsible for the 5-yearly review of the DAEP and the DAEP progress report. Community consultation process to facilitate the development of the DAEP 2023-2028, a process of review and consultation will be undertaken. Internal review processes, analysis of previous DAEP, 2017-2022. Strategies and actions to assess what has been achieved and identify areas in need of improvement. Examination of the Shire's Strategic Community Plan, 2022-2032, as part of the major review process. A review of the 5-year building maintenance plan to examine the proposed planned maintenance projects to ensure access and inclusion is addressed. Assess correspondence received from the public regarding any facility or service accessibility concerns. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028 Shire of Jingin 9 External Review Processes, Resident Perception Surveys to include questions on satisfaction with accessibility to Shire facilities and events. Public consultation period April 2023 for the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028. Findings 2020 Resident Perception Survey Satisfaction with Shire Services and Facilities. The score for community buildings, halls and public toilets was 61.4% very satisfied satisfaction level. To enable us to drill down on why it sat in the lower end of the satisfaction level, questions will be presented in the Resident Satisfaction Survey 2023 regarding access and inclusion satisfaction for the Shire's public facilities. Strategic Community Plan 2022-2032. The following inclusions were made on the review of the Strategic Community Plan 2020-2030 in order that access and inclusion remain a focus of strategic importance. Aspiration 2, Grow and Nurture Community Connectedness and Well-being. 2.3 Aging in Place and Healthcare. Foster relationships with key stakeholders to provide aging in place opportunities and appropriate healthcare in our communities. 2.7 Accessibility. Ensure that the Shire's infrastructure and services are accessible to seniors and community members with a disability. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023 to 2028 Shire of Jing intend 2.8 services and facilities provide cost-effective services and facilities which meet the needs of the community. Public consultation process open for public comment. This draft date will be made available for public comment for a four-week period in April 2023. It will be advertised in the West Australian newspaper, the Shire's Council to Community newsletter, on its website and Facebook page. Any feedback and comments provided by the public during this period will be reviewed for inclusion in the final DAPE. Previous identified access and inclusion barriers. The access barriers previously identified in consultation processes for the 2017 to 2022 DAPE are still relevant for the 2023 to 2028 DAPE. Some administrative processes of the Shire may not be as accessible as possible. Events may not always be held in a manner and location that best facilitates the participation of people with disability. Suitable parking for people with disability may not be meeting the needs of the growing demographic. Staff may be uninformed or lacking in confidence to adequately provide the same level of service to people with disability. People with disability may not be aware of consultation opportunities with the Shire. Areas of the Shire with inaccessible transport corridors, IG, footpaths. These barriers informed the previous and current development of strategies in the DAPE. The barriers have been prioritized in order of importance, which assists in setting timeframes for the completion of strategies to overcome access barriers. Responsibility for implementing the DAPE. Implementation of the DAPE is the responsibility of all areas of the Shire. The Disability Services Act 1993 requires public authorities to take all practical measures to ensure that the DAPE is implemented by its officers, employees, agents, and contractors. Communicating the plan to staff and people with disabilities following adoption of the 2023 to 2028 DAPE by Council, the DAPE will be submitted to the Disability Services Commission. The DAPE will then be made available on the Shire's website, Facebook page, and advertised in the local newspapers. It will also be made available in alternate formats on request. A copy of the 2023 to 2028 DAPE will be made available to all Shire staff, agents, and contractors, and a copy will be made available at the local libraries, community resource centres, and organizations representing people with a disability. Staff will be advised of the new DAPE and the strategies to improve access and inclusion within the Shire of Jing, including methods of distribution. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023 to 2028 Shire of Jing 11 Review and Evaluation Outputs. The Disability Services Act requires that DAIPs be reviewed at least every 5 years. Whenever the DAPE is amended, a copy of the amended plan must be lodged with the Disability Services Commission. Monitoring and reviewing. The Shire's Regulatory and Development Services Division responsible for the DAPE will review the progress of the implementation of the DAPE 2022 to 2027 and provide a report to management. The Shire's DAPE will be reviewed and submitted to the Disability Services Commission each year. The report will outline what has been achieved under the Shire's DAPE 2023 to 2028. Evaluation. An evaluation will occur as part of the five-yearly review of the DAPE. The DAPE will be evaluated on a yearly basis to ensure that actions and outcomes are in line with the DAPE objectives. Reporting on the DAPE. The Disability Services Act 1993 requires the Shire to report on the implementation of its DAPE in the annual report outlining progress towards the desired outcomes of its DAPE, progress of its agents and contractors towards meeting the 7 desired outcomes, the strategies used to inform agents and contractors of its DAPE, the Shire is also required to report on progress in the prescribed format to the Disability Services Commission by the 30th of June each year. Strategies to improve access and inclusion. The following overarching strategies have been developed and reviewed to address each of the 7 desired outcome areas of the Disability Services Act 1993 from feedback gained in the consultation process. Outcome 1, Access to Services and Events. Disability Service Regulations 2004. People with disability have the same opportunities as other people to access the services of, and any event organized by, the Shire of Jingin. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028. Shire of Jingin 12 Strategy Consultation Opportunities, Outputs. Resident Perception Survey, Strategic Community Plan Reviews, Public Consultation Period Advertised for the DAPE Once Revised. Monitor Shire Services, Customer Service Interaction. Ensuring Equitable Access and Inclusion, Outputs. Public Service Interaction Points. Ease of Transaction and Communication. Accessibility, Various, to Staff within the Organization. Develop Links between the DAPE and other Shire Plans and Strategies. Outputs. Strategic Community Plan 2022-2032, Aspiration 2, Grow and Nurture Community Connectedness and Well-being. 2.3 Aging in Place and Healthcare. Foster relationships with key stakeholders to provide aging in place opportunities and appropriate healthcare in our communities. 2.7 Accessibility. Ensure that the Shire's infrastructure and services are accessible to seniors and community members with a disability. 2.8 Services and Facilities. Provide cost-effective services and facilities which meet the needs of community. Shire/Community Managed Events includes a portion of Community Grant Program, Outputs Plan, Coordinate, and promote inclusive all-ages events to support community health and well-being. Timeline. Resident Perception Survey Biennial, undertaken every second and fourth year. Review Disability Access and Inclusion Plan every 5 years. Ongoing. Strategic Community Plan Minor Review every 2 years and Major Review every 4 years. Ongoing. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028. Shire of Jingin 13 Strategy. Ensure that events, whether organized, funded or supported, are accessible to people with disability. Outputs. Event Approval Application Process. Specifically detail on methods of access and inclusion. Medical Services. Outputs. Advocate for improved medical and allied health services that are accessible across the Shire. Assisted Transport Services /Community Cars. Access to Health Services. Outputs. Support the on-road costs for the Jingin and Lancelin Community Cars. Public Health Stakeholder Network /Healthy Aging Advisory Committee. Aged Housing and Care Service Provision Working Group. Outputs. Establish a public health stakeholder network that provides opportunities for the community to work together, identify common goals, and achieve efficiencies. Timeline. Assessed prior to each event. Ongoing. 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 Outcome 2, Access to Buildings and Facilities. Disability Service Regulations 2004. People with disability have the same opportunities as other people to access the buildings and other facilities of the Shire of Jingin. Strategy. Ensure that all buildings and facilities meet the standards for access and inclusion. Outputs. Building Code. This includes all buildings new and renovated. Timeline. Ongoing, and assessed when building permit application received. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028 Shire of Jing'in 14 Strategy ensure that new development and redevelopment works provide access to people with disability where practicable. Outputs building code building permit process through a standard clause in all conditions of contract referencing the key legislative requirements for contractors to implement the Shire's DAPE. Ensure that ACROD parking meets the needs of people with disabilities in terms of quantity and location. Outputs development application process assessment. Timeline ongoing. All plans are reviewed by the Shire's building surveyor prior to issue of building permit. Ongoing. Incorporated into car park upgrades and new development. Advocate to local businesses and tourist venues the requirements for and benefits flowing from the ongoing provision of accessible venues, outputs building code development application tourist information centers to impart information of accessible venues. Ensure that all recreational areas are accessible, outputs asset management plan prioritized and budgeted asset replacement, renewal, and new capital projects and, where required, building permit application process. Management of Shire Community Social Housing, outputs manage existing community social housing units in Lancelin and Jing'in. Jing'in Eco Lifestyle Village, outputs Shire to purchase properties. Ongoing. 2022-2023 Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023-2028 Shire of Jing'in 15 Strategy Timeline Delivery of Pathways, outputs continue to provide walkable neighborhoods through the implementation of the Shire's 10-year pathway program. 2023-2027 Lions/Men in Sheds. Outputs car park renewal Jing'in. 2022-2023 Outcome 3, Access to Information Disability Service Regulations 2004. People with disability receive information from the Shire of Jing'in in a format that will enable them to access the information as readily as other people are able to access it. Strategy ensure the community is aware that Shire information is available in alternative formats upon request, outputs advertise in council to community and Facebook. Ensure staff are aware of all formats so can impart information. Induction /onboarding processes for new staff. Updates /reminders to staff. Timeline ongoing. Improve staff awareness of accessible information needs and how to provide information in other ongoing formats. Outputs provide information memo to staff advising of alternative information sharing methods at the Shire. Ensure that the Shire's website meets contemporary good practice. Outputs annual review of website. The website has been developed to meet W3C Web Content Accessibility Guidelines 2.0 Level A. These guidelines are available at http://www.w3.org/tr/cog/disability-access-and-inclusion-plan 2023-2028 Shire of Jing'in 16 Strategy Disability Access and Inclusion Plan. DAPE outputs ensure the adopted Disability Access and Inclusion Plan is uploaded onto the website, with the DAPE available in large and regular print size to download. Timeline to be implemented when the DAPE is adopted by Council. Outcome 4, Quality of Service Disability Service Regulations 2004. People with disability receive the same level and quality of service from the employees of a public authority as other people receive from the employees of that public authority. Strategy ensure that all employees, existing and new, and elected members are aware of disability and access issues and have the skills to provide appropriate services. Outputs staff induction process. building code revisions, etc. Counselor training protocols. Improve community awareness about disability and access issues. Outputs advice of actions in community newsletters and other media sources. Lancelin Independent Living Unit Maintenance. Outputs ensure units are maintained to meet accessibility standards. Building /planning permits. Outputs ensure accessibility and inclusion requirements are met in the approval process for building and planning permits. Resident Perception Survey. Outputs integrate survey feedback into DAPE, where relevant. Timeline reviewed annually. Ongoing. 2022 to 2023 ongoing. Ongoing. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023 to 2028 Shire of Jingin 17 Strategy Asset Maintenance Plan. Outputs accessible infrastructure continue to undertake well-planned maintenance of community infrastructure that contributes to safe access for all. Wangari Community Center building maintenance outputs replace air conditioner. Review Disability Access and Inclusion Plan outputs review every 5 years. Review Disability Access and Inclusion Plan, yearly review. Outputs review every year with results reported to the Commission. Local Health Plan outputs support public health, safety, lifestyle and well-being through Shire initiatives and partnerships. Action 1 Monitoring and mitigating environmental health risks. Action 2 Protecting people's public health. Action 3 Mitigating public health risks during emergencies. Timeline ongoing. 2022 to 2023 2022 to 2023 2027 to 2028 ongoing. Ongoing. Strategic Community Plan outputs 2-year minor review, 2023/24, and 4-year major review, 26/27. 2023 to 2024 2026 to 2027 Contractor Obligations Outputs Development of a Contractor Management Plan. 2023 to 2024 Disability Access and Inclusion Plan. 2023 to 2028 Shire of Jingin 18 Outcome 5 Opportunities to Make Complaints, Compliments and Feedback. Disability Service Regulations 2004. People with disabilities have the same opportunities as other people to make complaints to a public authority. Strategy Complaints, Compliments, and Feedback can be submitted in writing, via email, in person or by telephone and through the Shire's website. Outputs Customer Service Charter. Timeline ongoing. Outcome 6, Opportunities to Participate in Public Consultation. Disability Service Regulations 2004. People with disability have the same opportunities as other people to participate in any public consultation by a public authority. Strategy ensure that people with disability are actively consulted about the DAPE and any other significant planning processes. Outputs DAPE Review. Resident Perception Survey, every 2 years. Any other relevant processes of consultation when applicable. Strategic Community Plan Update. Timeline DAPE every 5 years. Next 2028 Resident Perception Survey Biennial Consultation 2023. Strategic Community Plan Review 2024. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023 to 2028 Shire of Jingin 19 Outcome 7, Opportunity to Obtain and Maintain Employment. Disability Service Regulations 2004. People with disability have the same opportunities as other people to obtain and maintain employment with the Shire of Jingin. Strategy Timeline Recruitment and selection by the Shire of Jingin is inclusive and accessible to people with disability. Outputs Policy 2.18 Equal Employment Opportunities. Policy 2.5 Discrimination, Harassment and Bullying. Policy 8.3 Recruitment and Selection. Ongoing. Shire of Jingin staff with disability are fully supported to undertake their employment responsibilities. Outputs Onboarding Protocols. Training Opportunities. Ongoing. Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2023 to 2028 Shire of Jingin 20.